Okay, let me put this over here. This is an interview for the Archives of American Art, the artist Harold Lehman with Stephen Paul Carey, June 20th, 1996. Well, let's start at the beginning. California and your youth there.
Well, that's not really the beginning, but that's a good beginning.
Right?
Well, I was born in New York.
Oh, you were born in New York.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Right here in New York City.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I went to California when I was 16.
Oh.
I was still in high school.
Uh-huh. But you went to school here. Did you? You went to all the schools, high school here in
George Washington High School.
George Washington High School.
When it was the best school in New York.
Yes.
An art-oriented school.
I remember it. It's, 120th or something.
Well, no, this is 185th Street, something like that.
Oh.
Up way, 190th Street, that's
oh, the, I think
Washington
moved.
Heights.
They moved.
Gotta go all the way up there, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you went to school here and you had your first artistic experiences and educational experiences here. Were your parents interested in art?
No. Oh, well, my mother was a dress designer.
Uh-huh.
But,
What day, when were you born? What year was it?
That would be October 2nd, 1913.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But if you refer to the catalog of that Pacific Dream show,
yes,
you're going to see a false date.
Uh-huh.
They have me born 1914,
uh-huh,
which made me, of course, 1 year younger, and that much more of a prodigy.
Yes, yes. Well, I'd like to knock a year off. That's fair.
But no, not in my case. I could use every year because of the work that I did. See?
Yes, yes.
But in any case, that's how it started. October 2nd, 1913, and at 16 I went to L.A.
That's right. You grew up where in New York? Brooklyn, the Lower East Side?
I was in 67th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Since
West Side? East West, Side?
West Side, 67th Street. And I was at, in Brooklyn, several locations in Brooklyn. And then in the Bronx. As a matter of fact, I was living in the Bronx at the time I left for California. So there was a lot of peripatetic
wanderings in the city there. And did you work at all as a young boy?
Well, I went to school all the time. I did art. You mean work in art?
Well, yes. No, in general.
No. I was just in school. But outside of school, I did a lot of extracurricular artwork on my own, sculpture.
So you became interested in art as a very young boy.
Oh, yes.
So how old do you think you were?
I was 15.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
15 when I did my first sculptures.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't have the examples, but I do have photographs of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were, basically, they were copies of casts, a Greek cast, classical
mm-hmm.
Greek cast.
Mm-hmm.
And one, a bust of Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Very well known bust of Dante, and they were incredibly well done. You know, my first sculpture, it was not to be believed. You see the photograph, and you won't believe it.
Did you have art classes in high school? That was
yeah.
It. That's what got you.
No, I had art classes that had no bearing on sculpture, no relation to sculpture. They were mainly drawing and design and that sort of thing. Sculpture I did strictly on my own. As a matter of fact, I started the whole idea of sculpture in a boys' camp in
uh-huh.
New York.
Uh-huh. Really? That was a summer activity or something?
Yeah, right. And where you could select your own activity, you know, and I met this young sculptor, a professional sculptor, who was hired as a counselor. An art counselor.
Do you remember his name?
Yes, his name was Max Mikulski. How can you forget the name?
Yes.
Max Mikulski. And he was strictly an academic, technical oriented sculptor. I mean, he knew all the techniques, he could do them very well. He wasn't too creative, but that's not what you needed then, you know. You
mm-hmm.
had to learn techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And the materials and tools and that sort of